We are more than what we see. Every voice, every story holds a key. Together we rise in synergy. Different faces, different pain, different stories, same refrain. Trying to find a place to stand, trying to feel a guiding hand. What you say and what you mean, life somewhere in between. Every action has a cause, every heart behind the walls. If we listen, we can hear it. If we look, we can see it. There's a pattern in the soul. Every piece can make us whole. So welcome to The Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm Gabrielle Cardona. I'm a relationship coach, but I've started out in the industry pretty much since I was about 6 years old when my mother started sending me to psychiatrists when, she couldn't really figure me out. And she would just hand me over to these mental health professionals and say, fix her. Then send her back to me when you're done. They would send me back after several weeks of, she's not fixable. We don't know what to do with her. I don't agree with the mental health industry because I think that in the United States, combined with the pharmaceutical industry, people don't really know what's going on in their minds or their hearts that are the source of their bodies. So as a relationship coach, I kind of teach people the opposite of everything that the mental health industry tells them. Now, having said that, I have three children. They are now 26, 28, and 31 years old. My oldest, let's just say I've never had a favorite, but I think in this moment that he said this to me, he kind of became my favorite. He would tell his friends, my mom's a shrink. My mom's a shrink. I said, baby, you got to stop telling people that. I hate shrinks. I hate everything about the shrink industry. He turned around and he said, mom, you're the worst kind of shrink. You're a shrink in denial. And I just went, okay, that was kind of a smart response. And I liked the fact that my kids are smart. I loved the fact that I treated my children very differently. They were all very different people and that we could talk like that with each other. I couldn't talk to my parents the way that I wanted to. But you know what? I did pretty much the opposite of everything the mental health industry told me, books, magazines, television shows with experts. And you know what? It worked because I didn't do anything they said. I did what was organic for me. And when I was teaching people things, what's organic for you? What is truly your nature? They would honestly say, I have no idea. I would teach them about their personalities. I raised my kids three totally different ways because I knew that the exact same behavior displayed by three different people meant three completely different things. And you know what? Most of the time, people are not mentally ill. They're just confused or they're very tired and they don't need drugs. The drug industry, the pharmaceutical industry in this country, it's also very toxic. They're literally covering up symptoms without getting to the source of the cause, just the effect. Okay, well, then you listen to the description of the drug and you get 25 different side effects that are potentially worse than the original condition. When I teach people about success in life as a coach, I don't just tell them all of their problems and have them talk about why they're unhappy. I give them equipment and strategy, and I stand on the sidelines where I give them the support and encouragement. They go out and score in the game of life. Yeah, but you know what? When I started out as a life coach, people said, well, but life coach is kind of general. You got to find a niche. You have a specialty. What's your specialty? Specifically, what do you teach people about life? And I thought, okay, well, this is about 15 years into my practice. And I said, you know what? A lot of people, they just don't know how to be with people. They really and truly have no social skills the way they used to, because I think technology has undermined their ability to form a meaningful connection with people. I just spent almost 2 hours with a colleague texting because people don't want to text, or they don't want to talk. They would rather text. They would rather get on their computer, on social media, than on their phone, or go to a physical place where they're in the same space, looking at each other, touching people. They don't want to get germs anymore. They're scared to death of germs. You know what? You got to get near people. You have to be physically around them. And yeah, when you have germs from other people, you have a stronger immune system. I'm 50 years old. People think I'm about 35 just because I look and feel energetic in a positive way. So when I told people, I want to be a relationship coach, I want to teach people how to get back together with people and be in a good mood. How many of my listeners out here, they're more than 40 years old? There was a movie in the 80s, Say Anything. Yeah, you know what? One of my favorite lines, when Lloyd Dobler said to his big sister, how hard is it just to decide to be in a good mood and then be in a good mood? And his sister said, gee, it's easy. Like, that is a stupid question, because she was in a perpetually bad mood. Well, you know what? How important is it to really be in a good mood? Do you know how to get into a good mood? Different people need different things. What I did for my oldest was nothing like what I did for his brother. And my daughter was the polar opposite of both of them combined. So when I got to know each of them personally as people, I knew that, yeah, different people need different things. So today I'm going to be talking about the differences that people have. Last week I was talking about synchronize to synergize, but really specifically, what's going to make you personally happy to get good quality emotional energy? Then you can synchronize with people to synergize, to create positive power. You have power. If you have questions that you want to ask me as a coach, I'm not going to give you the same advice that a psychiatrist or a psychologist would. As a relationship coach, I don't think people are mentally ill. I think they're just misinformed. So you can go ahead and give the radio station a call. 888-627-6008 is the number. And my producer will let me know if anybody's out there asking questions, if anybody wants to talk. And it's not about what I'm specifically talking about at the time that you call. It's okay. You can change the subject, because I'm kind of expensive. If you go to my website, you'll see my hourly rate's kind of steep. But the nice thing is, you don't need me for years at a time. You only need me for a couple of weeks. But this is the time on my show, if you want to ask for advice without having to pay anything, carpe diem, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time to do it. Now, what I'm going to be explaining is the dynamics and principles of synergy, but in the context of personality, strengths, and gifts, and talents, and abilities. We have differences. I make it a kind of an illustration of the human body. We have a lot of different personality potential out there, 16 different profiles. I use the Myers-Briggs profile system, but with functional order, everybody does everything. They just do it in a slightly different way. Wow. So let's think about it in terms of, again, body parts. What's more important, your hands or your eyes? You can't compare them. What's more important, your brain or your heart? They're vital. They're both equally vital. They literally need each other. Well, okay, but what's more meaningful, right, in the act of life, your muscles or your bones? Come on, okay? So think about yourself and the people around you as vitally important elements to life, the world, society, your health and well-being as a soul. You as a soul, you have your heart and mind and your body and your spirit. You have to synchronize to synergize with other people. Now, before I take a first break, I'm going to explain just in principle, synergy. We don't add to each other. We don't even multiply. We empower each other. Let's pull some numbers, empower like exponents. 4 plus 9, that's not 13. That's not even 36. 9 to the 4th power is 656. 4 to the ninth power is 262,144. Do you believe you have the power to make people exponentially better or worse? I'm going to take a real quick break. Again, the number to the station, 888-627-6008. If you have any questions, I'm going to be talking about some pretty heavy principles today, some pretty deep concepts. Go ahead and call the station. This is The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm Gabrielle Cardona. We'll be right back.
That's the power of synergy. Sixteen ways to see the world, every mind a flag unfurled. What you think is black and white might be someone else's light. Read between the lines they speak, there's a strength inside the weak. Not just who we show outside, there's a deeper truth inside. If we learn to understand, we can finally take a stand, not against but side by side, with awareness as our guide.
Welcome back to The Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm Gabrielle Cardona, a relationship coach. The number to the station is 888-627-6008. If you want to ask me a question about relationships in general regarding something that I'm not talking about at the time that you called, that's fine. Go ahead and give me a call because I've been doing this for over 20 years. I've got a lot of information about a lot of topics, but today I'm going to be focusing on getting together with other people in a positive energy way. Now, I put a post on LinkedIn because a lot of my followers, a lot of my students are on LinkedIn, and I kind of put it as a general question, what's worse, disconnection or hatred? Indifference or hatred? Wait a minute, if we're indifferent, can we say, I don't care? Yeah, well, that's a get out of jail free card. No, absolutely not, because I tell people three principles. Number one, there's no neutral energy. You are either positive or you are negative. And indifference is negativity because it is not positive. You don't get a get out of jail free card. The second principle, there's no inertia. You're either moving towards someone or away from them or with them. It is a lot of work to stay with someone. You have to synchronize to synergize. And number three, power comes with responsibility. Who do you genuinely believe you are not only responsible to, but accountable to for the way that you wield your personal power? You have social influence over people, whether you want it or not. You know what? The bottom line is we'll say a lot of people just in general. they don't want to be accountable for what they say and what they do. That's why social media is so popular now. People can say and do things on websites that they wouldn't be able to get away with face to face in a physical space. I ask my clients and my colleagues a lot. I say, what you just said in this particular setting, in this particular time, would you have said that thing to that same person if they were standing in front of you and neither one of you could go anywhere? Yeah, probably not. Now, when we get together, we have that personal power. We have that influence over people. Again, let's think about it exponentially. You're not just adding to people. You're not just multiplying their power. You are exponentially increasing the influence, not only that they have on their physical world and environment, but the people in that environment as well. People can pick up on your energy. And like I said in the first segment, the getting in a good mood, man, that is tough, but is it worth it? If there's no neutral energy saying to someone, I don't care. you've actually disconnected from yourself because you've had to turn off a part of your soul. That's either your heart or your mind in order to be able to say, I know this is a bad situation and I'm actually okay with it. There is no neutral. It's either good or bad. And the question is, are you okay knowing that something is bad? I pose it in the question of four I's: ignorance, indifference, impotence, or incompetence. Now, if we're talking about what's worse, ignorance or indifference, what's worse, impotence or incompetence? They're all things that prevent us from succeeding in life because they inhibit the connection that we need to have with other people when we empower. Let me go back to the numbers again. I said 4 and 9, right, in the first part, that you don't add to each other because that would be 13. You don't multiply each other. That would be 36. 9 to the 4th power is 656. 4 to the 9th power is 262,144. Do you believe that your gifts and talents and strengths and abilities have the potential to do exponentially more things when you unite with people, when you synchronize and you synergize with them, the influence that other people have on you emotionally and mentally while you are performing those tasks? Let me ask you, do you know what your abilities are? Do you know what your gifts and talents and strengths naturally are? Most people don't. When I give them their coaching sessions, the first thing I do is tell them their functional order. Look, everybody does everything. If you're going to be a successful adult in this world, you have to learn how to do everything. But there are different levels of performance. If you're really, really good naturally at something, that means you're probably really bad at the opposite of it. You have to work really hard to do the other activity that's the opposite of what you're good at. And you know what? Even when you get good at it, you're probably not going to like it. But guess what? There's other people in the world. They're really, really good at what you're really bad at. Okay, so now let's think about it this way. The glass is half full. Okay, is there anyone in your life that you think, you know what? They serve no good purpose. Maybe they do. Maybe you just haven't figured out what their strength is because maybe they're not doing something that they're naturally really good at. Maybe their life hasn't afforded them the opportunity to reach their full potential because they were never given the freedom to be who they organically are to do their dominant function. Okay. That means there's a potential opportunity for you to approach someone with positive energy. There we go. Let's start with that. If you have a good attitude, the positive attitude of, I don't know anything about you necessarily yet, okay, or what this could be once we come together. But if I know that we figure out what you're good at and what I'm good at, then we synchronize, then we synergize. We can together cooperate in making the world a better place because we have the unity of focus and perspective. Yeah, we really want to make sure we're doing the same thing at the same time for the same reason, because then everybody around us, while we're doing and being these things successfully in a positive and proactive way, they're going to reap the benefits. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? There's more joy in giving than in receiving. Do you believe that as well? Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and just go really quickly down the list of why indifference is actually more toxic than hatred. Okay, that I'm going to go over them in detail throughout the show. But the first reason why being disconnected from yourself is worse than even being hateful, right, and miserable. First of all, because you're in denial, then you start lying to yourself. That's the very first step of really inhibiting who you are and lying to other people because you're lying to yourself. The second reason, because you're oblivious to what's going on around you. There's going to be opportunities that you miss out on. Number three, because your mindfulness is then compromised. Your awareness of what's going on inside of yourself all but disappears. Number four, your communication is compromised. You don't have the ability to effectively communicate with people. Number five, you stop functioning in an organic way based on your personality's functional order. Number six, because your replacements, right, what you're replacing your organic, true, authentic self with is synthetic, and people can't handle that quality reduction, right? They really do. They're affected by it. We'll just say that. Number seven, people then aren't going to be able to trust you. And that's huge. If people don't trust you, they're not going to work with you. Number eight, your self-care disappears because you don't even know when you need things and what specifically you need. So when you start to neglect yourself, you become very low quality. Number nine, that means your spirituality is not possible because your heart and mind and body disconnect from your spirit. And then number 10, you can't be fulfilled. Even when you succeed, you don't feel gratification that comes from that success. So even when you're in a good situation, you're never going to be happy in a good mood. Okay, so again, the number to this station is 888-627-6008. I'm going to go ahead and take another break. And when we come back, I'm going to explain functionality in a more specific way. Think about yourself. You might learn something about yourself by the time this next segment is over. In good news, everybody has amazing abilities. They just don't know what they are. So we'll go ahead and take a break. This is The Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm Gabrielle Cardona. There's a reason in the chaos. There's a meaning. Oh, every soul is speaking loud. If we only slow it down, no more guessing who we are. We've been brilliant from the start. When we see with open eyes, we don't divide, we unify. Welcome back to The Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm Gabrielle Cardona, and the number is 888-627-6008. If you want to go ahead and ask me a question about a relationship in your life that you're really genuinely trying to synchronize with someone, it could be personal, professional, social, casual, but you know what? It's just not quite happening. You might need to modify one or two things about that, but it doesn't necessarily mean either one of you are a bad person. Okay, go ahead and give me a call. I've been doing this for a long time, professionally over 20 years, but in my life, I've been doing it since I was about six, when I knew that everything that the mental health industry was telling me was a complete and total crock. Yeah, people aren't sick. They're not labeled mentally ill for a good reason. If you really and truly do have something that you're working on improving, do drugs help you? No, they don't. What helps is communication. So today I'm talking about how when we get together, we don't have to disconnect. We don't become indifferent, and we don't have to detach ourselves from the people in our lives, the way technology really is starting to make everybody just want to do, because it's easier that way. That's why we have our animals as our children, because we don't want real children. Yeah, they're work, but you know what? Children are really cool people if you treat them with respect and time and attention. But yeah, that's a lot of work, and technology is much easier. Let's get back to people and relationships in a personal way, direct interaction, honest communication without being a jerk. You can be 100% honest without being hateful. Okay, let's talk about the differences in personalities. I'm not going to go through all the dichotomies because that could take about an hour, but the functionality that I explain to people is universal. Everybody does all of the letters, even the ones that are not their personality, simply because life demands that you do those things. You just should only do certain ones in a certain way and for a certain amount of time. Let me ask you, what do you believe? It's worse to do what you're not or to not do what you are? Well, they're happening at the same time, so it's kind of difficult to know what the difference is, to differentiate the negative effects that each one of them are having, because they're two different activities. Thinking about that now, sensing, intuiting, thinking, and feeling are activities that everybody has to go through in life, but they're from a scale 1 to 4, most to least, best to worst, everybody has an order that they perform those activities in. Now, let me ask you this. Is it better to do the things that aren't really your nature, you know, because you're going to get something out of it, or just to suffocate who you are because it'll prevent problems? Both of them are destructive in different ways for different reasons. Now, let me just pull two random profile letters, ESTP and INFJ, because they're polar opposites. For an ESTP to determine which order the sensing, intuiting, thinking, and feeling activities fall, right, the process of best to worst, the last letter of your personality, for this case, it would be the P, it determines which of the two middle letters of your personality will be extroverted. P means that the sensing of the ESTP will be extroverted. Okay, well, what that means is if the sensing is extroverted, the T, thinking, is going to be introverted. Okay, so as an extrovert, the extroverted sensing is going to be their preferred activity. They're still going to do thinking activities. They're just going to do them in an introverted way, and they're not going to want to do them as often as their sensing activities. Well, that makes sense. But then when it comes to the two letters that are not their personality, the intuition and the feeling, how are they going to do those activities? The beautiful thing about nature is that it's all about balance. The polar opposite of extroverted sensing is introverted intuition. So if the extroverted sensing is their favorite, they are going to hate doing introverted intuition activities. And if introverted thinking is number two on the list, the polar opposite of introverted thinking is extroverted feeling, well, that's going to be number three. So number one is extroverted sensing. Number two is introverted thinking. Number three is extroverted feeling. And number four is introverted intuition. Okay, so that means there's going to be things that in the day are going to demand that an ESTP be feeling and intuitive, but they shouldn't do it for more than probably a total of 4 hours a day, because if they're awake for 16 hours a day, they need to spend 10 to 12 hours a day being sensory and thinking. If they're going to be doing intuitive and feeling activities, they're turning off their sensing and they're thinking. That's not good for the world. Wow. Now, if we're thinking about this in terms of what's worse, doing what you're not or not doing what you are, two things are going on. First of all, you're inhibiting who you are when you're not doing what you are. But second, you're taking away someone else's opportunity to do what's organic for them. You're actually depriving someone else of the opportunity to be organic. For example, if an ESTP were doing intuitive and feeling activities, that would actually hurt an INFJ because they want to be intuitive and feeling. An ESTP could actually be forcing an INFJ to do the activities that are not their nature. So think about hurting other people. Think about hurting yourself and get back to what is good for you. An INFJ, we'll tell you the functional order of that. The J of their last, the last letter, is going to make the third letter, the F, extroverted. Okay, so if the J turns the F extroverted, and then the N would be introverted, as an introvert, they're going to want to do their introverted intuition activities. Their extroverted feeling would be number two on the list. The polar opposite of extroverted feeling is introverted thinking. And the polar opposite of introverted intuition is extroverted sensing. That's number four on their list. If they're doing their introverted intuitive activities and their extroverted feeling activities for at least 12 hours a day, then they don't have to be sensory or thinker. They can be with the people in their life who are not like them and actually say, I love that you are so good at what I suck at. I hate doing these things. Thank you for being in my life. What kind of a gift is that? That's the most beautiful thing you can say to someone. You make my life better. Not only who you are, but what you do is priceless in my life. The world is now a better place because not only do we appreciate and respect our differences, but we trust each other's motives. Yeah, we can synchronize. And as long as we have that honest communication, we're not disconnected from ourselves, so we don't have to detach from each other. Yeah, this will definitely be a good thing, not only for us short term, but for the world long term, because when we have good positive energy, the people around us absorb our energy again, since there's no neutral. It's either positive or negative. People are going to be attracted to that. Even if it's just in the form of we make a joke with each other in a grocery store while we're talking about what we're grabbing from the shelf or from the produce department, someone else can feel us genuinely connected to each other. That's going to put them in a good mood. Do you believe you have that power? Wow. Yeah. Now think about what you have the potential to be in a healthy and strong and positive way. It's time for you to really be the best you can be. When I come back, I'm going to get into a little bit more specific detail about this because you're probably going to have to listen to the archive to hear the formula again, which is okay because BBS has archives. We're going to take another real quick break. If you want to call in, the number is 888-627-6008. This is The Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm Gabrielle Cardona.
We unify. Become synergy.
Welcome back to The Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm Gabrielle Cardona, and the number to this station, if you want to call in and ask a question, it's 888-627-6008. Now, what I was talking about was getting that positive energy when you're around people and you know the people in your life, you truly understand their gifts and talents and strengths and abilities, and you say to them, I appreciate you and I respect you and I trust you. You make my life better. I can combine with people who are completely different from me because the different things in life that need to get done, you know what? Nature has distributed talents and strengths and abilities very nicely. All we have to do is figure out who's good at what and let them do those things. Yeah, we still have to do things that aren't our personality, but you know what? Not for more than 4 or 5 hours a day, because it's important for you to make sure you embrace your nature and you maximize those talents and strengths and abilities. And that way, other people who have different abilities and talents can also take advantage of the opportunities that life extends to them. Different situations need sensing. They need intuiting. They need thinking. They need feeling. Sensing is about being tangible and directly interactive with your environment. I say this a lot. I brag about it all the time. My husband is a very amazing extroverted sensor. The fact that he can drive and talk about anything with me and make sure that what's going on his phone that Uber Eats is giving him bad information, he can kind of see that out of the corner of his eye, but at the same time see someone, I swear, in the back of his head who is crossing the street and just somehow appeared out in front of his car. He has an amazing ability. Or like when he's cooking, he can cut and fry and thaw things with and add spices. And I'm like, how do you do that? I literally open the refrigerator and I'm holding something in my hand and I say, we don't have this ingredient in the refrigerator. And my husband will say, honey, it's in your hand. I can't ask to save my life. Okay. Intuition. You know what? My best friend was an INFJ and intuition was his dominant function. He could feel you through a wall, and he knew that and understood the principles of how things were connected to each other. So he could literally take something as a principle and as a concept and apply it in life in a profound way and change people's lives doing something that had absolutely nothing to do with the activity that they were doing. But he could feel what they were feeling. They had absolutely no physical signs. I would say, how did you know that? How did you feel that the person was feeling that? He said, because I listened to what was going on inside of me when I was around them. It didn't have to be anything visual or audio or olfactory or oral, tactile, all of the things that life is giving me in the way of information my brain is putting together and my heart is assimilating into something more profound than right here, right now, the way sensing is about right here, right now. And so I have the ability to understand what they needed and why they needed it. Oh my God, they didn't even tell you why, but you had that. That's intuition. Thinking is about making objective and rational decisions. Yeah, being logical and knowing that if something is stupid, you really shouldn't do it. Thinkers are amazing at being logical and rational about things without getting too upset and personally offended when things, you know what, they're not really going the way they wanted, but you know what, they know they're doing the right thing. So they don't always have to have what feels good for them because they can make that sacrifice. Their objectivity is really, really universally and consistently a strength that society depends on. But feelers, they're generous. They are sensitive and they're nurturing. They really and truly sacrifice for other people's happiness and they don't mind because they know that sometimes things aren't going to make rational sense, but people have needs, personal needs that are not logistically analytical, right? You can't really explain them in a rational way. But you know what? Making people happy, that's what really matters. So they don't mind making those personal sacrifices and they have amazing energy and endurance. Like my daughter, she's an extroverted feeler. I swear she can give and give and give and give and never get tired. Feeling is my inferior function. I can do it for a while. Yeah, but I'm going to get really exhausted and I'm going to need some probably refined sugar when I'm done. Okay. But you know what? Thinking, I am really good at thinking. It is my dominant function. One of the best things about thinkers is like me as an INTP, I can have literally a conversation in my mind about what someone might say and why they would think this and what would happen if this was said and what would if we did this and why would because this is connected and this is what it means. And but if they did that, then I would say no. But then I can actually have an entire conversation with someone in my own mind in the form of a debate and lose And I'm okay with it because I know that, you know what, it's just information and it didn't really happen yet, right? It's a matter of making sure the precision of the execution of everything I do is foolproof. Yeah, no, my oldest son is an ESFJ, and yeah, that's tough for him. That's tough. He'll do it. He can do it, but he's definitely going to need to watch something sporting by the time he's done. And that's okay too. So if you know that there are certain things that you are going to be really, really good at, that means you're going to be horrible at other things. And that's okay, because someone else is going to be really, really good at what you're horrible at. And if you know and appreciate and respect and trust those things, you don't ever have to be defensive or judgmental, and you don't have to hurt other people, because you won't be disconnected from yourself. When you start doing things that are your lower functions, you have to turn off part of who you are. I explained the four functions as dominant, auxiliary, tertiary, and inferior. Your best one is like breathing. The second one is like eating. The third one is like walking. And the fourth one is like running. Walking and running are not bad things to do. You just shouldn't do them for too long. And keep in mind, when you're doing your tertiary and inferior functions, you're not breathing and you're not eating in an emotional way, right? In a mental way, you're suffocating yourself and you're starving yourself while you're walking and running. So please be sure to do the things that nurture you, that empower you, that strengthen and invigorate you. Because then you know that the quality of when you do have to walk and when you do have to run with or for someone else, it will be a high quality performance. Now, how many times would you say, oh yeah, I'm really good at both. I'm really good at doing both of those letters of the dichotomy. The question is, what is automatic for you? What brings you pleasure? And what are you really good at naturally? Find out what you are naturally really good at without ever having to take any classes, right, to get good at it. What genuinely brings you pleasure? You don't even need compensation to justify doing it. And what's so easy, it's automatic. You don't have to put any thought, any conscientious thought into it. If you don't know what that is, take the time to learn. I just published a book. It's called Embrace Your True Nature. It's on my website, life-synergy-coaching.com. And I also have the ebook, because not everybody wants to read. So they don't want to buy a book. Okay. So they want to just put it in their phone. Then I also have the audiobook, because not everybody wants to even take the time to pull out their phone. They want to multitask while I read it to them. Okay, so if you want the audiobook, that's also available on my website. It's going to be something that, you know, you may have to read a couple of times over, because first of all, the new concepts of functional levels, but then also understanding what sensing, intuition, thinking, and feeling each are in daily life activities. Yeah, but once you know those things, you can maximize your talents and abilities. Your positive energy will be contagious, and other people will become higher quality when they are around you. So I'm going to take one last break. And the number again of the station is 888-627-6008. When I come back, I'm going to summarize what it means to synergize. Yeah, the power that you have of synergy. This is BBS Radio. I'm Gabrielle Cardona.
Every voice, every story holds a key. Together we rise in synergy. Different faces, different pain, different stories, same refrain. Trying to find a place to stand, trying to feel a guiding hand. What you say and what you mean, life somewhere in between. Every action has a cause, every heart behind the walls. If we listen, we can hear it. If we look, we can see it. There's a pattern in the soul. Every piece can make us whole. So the power
Welcome back to the Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm Gabrielle Cardona. Again, the number to this station is 888-627-6008. Now, I know that a lot of my listeners are listening to the archives. Okay, if you have actually a question that you would like to pose, you can also send me an email on synergyrelationshipcoaching@gmail.com. That's the email that I have for this business. Now, what I've been explaining is getting yourself into a very high quality organic state so that you don't have to detach or disconnect. You're not indifferent. You're not careless when it comes to what you think and how you feel about other people. It's very important for you to know that people are important and to accept them into your life, embrace who they are without being judgmental. Now, look, I spent a three-day weekend at a religious convention. I'm not going to talk about religious doctrines with my clients, and I don't talk about it on my radio show, but there are spiritual principles that a lot of religions agree on. There's more joy in giving than in receiving. Yeah, that's really important. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. That's pretty basic. Okay, but you know what? One of the principles that I really liked about the Sermon on the Mount was Jesus actually said, you heard that it was said, right? But truly I tell you, and he would take it one step further. He said, you know, you're supposed to forgive other people. He said, you can't even call up these things into your heart. You can't even feel bad. When you say, I forgive you, you have to get to the source. That means really and truly what's going on inside of you, not just about what you do. Okay, yeah, that means you have to be very aware of what you're thinking and what you're feeling. So when I tell people personal care, self-care is the key without narcissism. That's another thing I really did not like about what I heard from these experts growing up. It's more important to take care of yourself. Take care of yourself first. Don't neglect yourself for the sake of other people. Okay, here's the principle, ladies and gentlemen. If you are going to take care of yourself, it has to be with the unselfish motive of getting yourself into a higher quality state with the intention of giving back. Ask yourself, if you are going to say to other people, no, I'm going to neglect you, I'm going to reject you, and I am going to stop being a good person to you for myself, is it with the intention of ultimately coming back to them to increase your value? Wait a minute. Let's think about this now. I'm going to go back to the numbers. Let's say you're with someone who is a 9, right? And you're only a 4. I give you the numbers, the 9 and the 4. If you said to someone, no, you know what? I want to be a 5. And they said, well, no, then I'm going to go down to an 8. What are the numbers of 5 and 8? Okay. Well, it's not 5 plus 8, that would be 13. 5 times 8 would be 40. Okay, yeah. 8 to the 5th power is 32,768. Wow, that's a lot more than 9 to the 4th power. Wow, okay, that's only 65, 61. So going up one number can increase the value, the ultimate total effect that once you synergize with that person, you too will have. Even if they go down in one number, if you exponentially make them better with the quality of your thoughts and feelings, it is worth the sacrifice. But again, you have got to get back together with people. When you say to them, I have to take care of me first. Yeah, are you worth it? Are you a good investment for them to say, I'm going to make a sacrifice for you to become better because we will get back together. Now, taking care of yourself, I tell people, you've got to make sure that you're doing your dominant function for 7 to 8 hours a day, your auxiliary function for 3 to 4 hours a day, your tertiary function for 2 to 3 hours a day, and your inferior function for only 1 to 2 hours a day. Now, if your lifestyle does not afford you that luxury to get yourself to a high quality state when you synergize with people, only change your lifestyle 10% at a time and make sure it's in 3 week increments. Okay. So you need to go into your life and do a little inventory. How much do you need to stop doing certain activities that are lower functions? And how much do you need to increase your higher functions? Make sure that people in your life know that you're making changes that will be long-term good return on their investments when they're making the sacrifice for you to say, I've got to change my lifestyle now to do what is really healthy for me. 10%, you know what? Out of a 16-hour day, we're talking about maybe half an hour at a time or an hour, depending on what you're currently doing. Don't change your lifestyle so much, so quickly that it's going to impact other people in a negative, harmful way. And if you're honest with them and if you talk to them about what they can afford really to sacrifice for you, that right there creates more positive energy and the appreciation, respect, and trust that is the basis of synchronize, to synergize. You know what? Negative emotions, they're not always a bad thing. Fear, anxiety, and anger, those are natural human activities. But if you say to people, I'm anxious about something that could potentially happen, I'm afraid of what is happening, I'm angry about what has happened, when you communicate with them and say, I'm not going to pretend like I don't have these feelings because these feelings are going on inside of me, but I'm going to address with you the issue of what caused them. I'm going to be completely honest with you because I've taken care of myself. So mentally and emotionally, I am in a higher quality state. People are going to be very willing to talk to you if they see that you practice what you preach. And you know what? This is the most important thing. Accept what people give you as a gift. It's very important. You know what? If there's more joy in giving than in receiving, make sure you accept the giving that people want to share with you for that experience, that fulfillment. What if you don't need what they're giving? Maybe if you don't want it, you know what? Accept it anyway, because it's not just the act or the object that you are having bestowed upon you that someone is offering you. It's a way that they are trying to become closer to you, to forge a connection with you that might not be anything right now, but it could in the future. It's the foundation for something that could be long-term, much more high quality. Yeah, you know what? It's really important for you to also remember things like breathing. When we have our breath, when we inhale, that engages our sympathetic nervous system. When we exhale, that's our parasympathetic nervous system. You need to exhale 4 times more than you inhale. Okay, yeah, that'll just get your whole brain and nerves back in check to where, yeah, you're going to think differently about things. That's important too. Know that when you take care of yourself, you take care of others. That creates something very real and something very high quality. Quality over quantity, ladies and gentlemen. Now, again, my website is life-synergy-coaching.com. I have my workbook, life coaching workbook. I also have a self-actualization program. I have the Embrace Your True Nature, and I just put the marriage book that I'm about to publish, but it's already, I already have the copyright, so you can go ahead and go on the website, Till Death Do Us Part. Thank you so much for listening to The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm Gabrielle Cardona. We'll see you here the same time next week on BBS. Words but energy, that's the power of synergy. The world, every mind a flag unfurled. What you think is black and white might be someone else's light. Read between the lines they speak. There's a strength inside the weak, not just who we show outside. There's a deeper truth inside if we learn to understand.
but side by side with the witness as our guide's the power.